U.S. Customs and Border Protection has sharply increased the number of missions its fleet of 10 Predator drones fly for other local, state, and federal agencies. Documents obtained under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the Electronic Frontier Foundation show an 8-fold increase in such flights between 2010 and 2012, though there are no clear guidelines for protecting Americans' privacy from unwarranted surveillance. Jennifer Lynch, a staff attorney with EFF, says 3 years of flight records show that Customs and Borders drones were being used by a whole host of law enforcement agencies.
At the federal level, like the FBI, ICE, and the U.S. Marshals, and at the state level, like the Texas Department of Public Safety, the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation, a few different Army National Guards. And then Customs and Border Protection is also flying drones for some non-traditional law enforcement agencies like FEMA and the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service. Some of those agencies may have a law enforcement wing to them, but they're not traditionally thought of as law enforcement agencies.
Is there any information that gives specifics as to the nature of the missions that they're flying, what the targets are, and what the purpose is?
Well, unfortunately, much of the documents are redacted, even the names of a lot of the different agencies. So there are a lot of agencies where the names were blacked out, and so we don't know what those agencies are. What we were able to learn from the documents, though, is that Customs and Border Protection is doing a lot of just sort of general purpose surveillance, where the FBI, for example, might have asked it to surveil a certain location and keep track of the movements of people in that location. Sometimes CBP will be flying the drones for a specific mission, like a drug enforcement type mission. We saw some reporting on searches of marijuana fields, some searches tied to methamphetamine labs. And then we're seeing a lot of general surveillance on behalf of some of these more environmental type agencies where, for example, CBP has been surveying river valleys across several states to look at floodplains.
Are there any statutory restrictions on the use of drones by a government agency for location or mission?
At this point, we haven't seen any statutory restrictions on drone use. I think that there are a few different bills that have been proposed in Congress, but there haven't been any limitations placed on Customs and Border Protection's use of drones. And in fact, in the most recent immigration bill or the most recent version of the immigration bill, Customs and Border Protection has been mandated to increase its drone surveillance to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week along the borders. And that would extend within about 100 miles into the United States.
What type of surveillance are they capable of doing with these drones? Is it simply photographic, or do they have other capabilities?
Well, they have thermal imaging capabilities, so they're able to do a lot of nighttime surveillance. Infrared cameras are also on the drones. And different types of radar technologies, advanced radar technologies, so they can do a kind of detection analysis where they can see if a landscape has been changed. We also saw in some records that were released to EPIC, another privacy and civil liberties organization, that Customs and Border Protection has considered equipping the drones with communications intercept technology.
There are also indications that they're considering equipping some of these drones at least with non-lethal weapons, or so-called non-lethal weapons. I'm trying to imagine what they are, launching spider webs from the sky or something.
That's true. That was part of the report that we received from Customs and Border Protection. It was very concerning. This is the first we've seen of any agency at the federal, state, or local level that has considered equipping its drones with weapons, any type of weapons. Now, of course, the military uses weapons on drones flown overseas, and the Predator drone, which is what Customs and Border Protection is flying, has been designed to carry weapons for the military. But this is the first we've seen or heard of any agency that has talked about using weapons domestically. And I think it's very concerning. This is just one line in the report, and Customs and Border Protection says that at some point in the future, it might consider equipping the drones with non-lethal weapons that would immobilize targets of interest. There's no other information about what types of weapons they might be considering, but I think that that's very worrisome.
In the meantime, they are collecting at least visual and perhaps telephonic or electronic information. Are there any minimization procedures in place, any privacy protections that would control what is done with any information or surveillance that they capture?
We haven't seen any evidence of minimization procedures or any evidence of policies about data destruction. All we've seen is that Customs and Border Protection is interested in recording as much information as it can and sharing that information as widely as it can with other agencies at the state, federal, and even international level.
Are there any moves in the works to try to limit the amount of exposure to unwarranted surveillance of American citizens by drones or other intrusions into privacy like this?
Well, there has been some movement in legislatures at the state, local, and federal level. However, most of the proposed laws we've seen have had exceptions for border control purposes, and Customs and Border Protection would fit into that exception.
So would this perhaps explain why the FBI and local and state law enforcement are going to Customs and Border Protection to conduct surveillance rather than doing it on their own?
Yeah, I think it would help to explain that. Also, it's been, from what we've heard from other agencies, it's relatively challenging to get an authorization to fly a drone from the FAA. So if a state or local law enforcement agency could just go to Customs and Border Protection instead, then they would get around the hurdle of trying to work with the FAA. And also, they might not have their efforts to use a drone recorded anywhere. Before this, we didn't know that these various state agencies were using drones for surveillance because all of the records were held with Customs and Border Protection rather than the local agency.
So in order to keep track of what surveillance is being done on whom, we may have to keep going back to FOIA requests?
I think we do. It's frustrating. I'm really hoping that someday in the near future, the FAA and other agencies that are responsible for drone flights will make their records available online to the public.
Jennifer Lynch is a staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation.